Hello everyone, welcome back to our Overcoming Bullying series. Today we're going to be discussing bullying in the context of Luke 6:27, which says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." So let's jump right into it. Today I'm going to introduce to you our lovely guests, Jill.
Yeah, I'm Jill. I'm 16 right now. I live in Tennessee and I'm super excited to be here.
Hi, I'm Imani. I'm 15. I'm from Alabama and also excited to be here.
Yeah, let's go.
So just a fun icebreaker question for you two. What is your favorite hobby, whether you participate in it or you watch it? Jill?
I love all the arts. So, you know, theater, dance, music, anything that's artsy, I just love it.
I do dance, but I'm also a huge sports fan. You know, shout out to my dad, you know.
love that.
Yeah, I love sports like basketball, football, baseball. Yeah.
I love that. I'm Lucy. I'm 18 years old. And I would say my favorite hobby, I don't have a lot of hobbies. I like listening to music. I like writing, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see, that's good. Yeah, good icebreaker there. Yes, love that.
So today we're going to be discussing bullying, like I said, in the context of Luke 6:27. So I want to start this conversation off with the different types of bullying. So last episode, we kind of had a little bit of discussion about this, but there are different types of bullying. There's physical bullying, cyberbullying, emotional bullying. So I just want to talk about this. Jill, how do you know if someone's being bullied? Like, what are the signs? What do you think about that?
That's a great question, especially because I don't know about you, but I think, you know, in movies and TV shows, like, it's often like the nerd being like approached by the jock, like, "I don't like you." And it's not like that in real life. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it totally can be like getting pushed up against your locker for your lunch money, but it's
not the only stereotype.
Yeah, it's not the only thing that happens too. So I think, how do you know if you're being bullied? I'd say it's really important, like, after you hang out with people to, like, remember, like, do I feel better or do I have kind of like a horrible feeling in my gut like after I hang out with them? Like, do I just feel like bad about myself? And like, obviously we want to know it's true, so if people are like being encouraging, that's great. But if they're saying like, you know, "I don't like you," or like bad things about you or about other people too, because sometimes people will say things about other people in your presence, and then you've got to assume behind your back they're saying things about you too.
The people we hang out with matters so much, because the people we hang out with, those are the people who we're going to become like, the people we hang out with most. So if we're hanging out with people who are treating others unkindly and things like that, those are habits we may begin to pick up ourselves. Imani, what do you have to say about this topic?
Definitely agree with you guys both, because you also absorb, you know, the people you're around. Like, you know, like even your parents, you absorb all that kind of stuff. So same with friends. I think one way to figure out if someone's bullying you, we often, there's constructive criticism, and then there's just criticism, and they're just being mean.
For sure.
And like, you know, one way you can kind of figure the difference out is like, "Oh, hey girl, you know, fix your hair a little bit, it's a little messed up." Like that, you know, "Thank you, you know, I need to know." Or it's like, or it's them being completely mean and like, "Oh no, you don't look good," or like, you know, just like things that will tear down your confidence rather than like fix it or build you up. And also what you said is like, if they're gonna talk to you about people behind their back, they're most definitely, most definitely doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
To the same thing to, you know, to that person. And I feel like a way to kind of figure out if you are being bullied or someone is treating you wrong is just how they act. Like, you can tell when someone has a negative or a certain thing about them. Like, you might not totally understand the feeling, but you get that vibe, like, ugh, like you can just feel it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they have that vibe, which is just judgy, judgmental, you know, being mean to people around them, and also how they treat other people, you know, you could definitely tell when someone's mean. Even like if you go out to eat, you know, and there's that person who'd be like, you start and stuff, and like you know, they're just working, like, let them do their job. You can definitely tell like how people treat by their environment and also the people around them. You know, so I feel like just that's one way, and there's cyberbullying, you know, which I think it's one of the bigger forms of bullying now with social media, because you can hide it behind your screen, and you can make fake accounts, you can do certain things like that. So it's like, and if you're being cyberbullied, don't let it get to your head, because it's just someone behind the screen who is, you know, it's something, like we said in the other episode, they're hurting themselves and they're using you to, you know, take that hurt out.
Yeah.
So just that's, I think that's one of the ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so important to acknowledge that bullying doesn't come in one form. Definitely. Like we were talking about, the stereotypical bully is the one you see in TV shows who's pushing someone up against a locker for lunch money. But bullying actually comes in so many different forms on so many different levels, too.
Definitely.
Because bullying can be something as major as you're getting physically, like, beat up by someone or constantly talked down to. But it can also be something super subtle, like you've covered, Imani, like you've covered, like the friend who's just not treating people around them well. So bullying isn't a one-size-fits-all thing. It's not this one genre. We have to acknowledge that it encompasses a lot more than we realize. Even if that's that friend that's just constantly pulling you down, sending unkind texts, being unkind to other people over social media, talking down to people, that kind of thing. It comes in so many different forms, you know? And it's very sad. So how do you tell if someone else is being bullied? We know how we're being bullied. We can tell if we're being bullied. But what do you guys think the signs are to seeing other people, as far as other people go? How can we tell if someone else is being bullied? Jill?
I think it's hard because you can't just, like, assume, like, this type of person is getting bullied. And some people, like, hide it better than others. But I'd say if you see someone, like, maybe not speaking up as much, or if they just feel kind of isolated, if they're not, like, reaching out, if they don't feel like themselves, you never know what people are going through. So I feel like it's always better to ask than to just assume they're okay.
So good. So good. Imani?
I feel like I'm a big energy person. I can feel people's energy. I don't know, just, you know, being an older sister or something. I can feel, like, energy when something's wrong or someone needs help. So usually I have an energy about someone, even if they're all, like, happy and stuff like that. I can just feel like, hey, something's not totally right. And, you know, I feel like another way is just, for example, if they're feeling isolated or, you know, someone being quiet. As someone, like, I can be quiet in big groups around people and stuff like that, just because I feel like, you know, some people who have been bullied, they can feel just, like, insecure with themselves and not feeling that they can talk because they got made fun of it and stuff like that. Like, me personally, I had, like, a lisp growing up, and I used to, like not talk all the way, you know, good. So I used to be really insecure about public speaking. Surprisingly, I'm doing this. And it was like, I just felt, you know, really insecure about that just because, you know, some people around me. And I feel like you can just tell if they're not, like, if they just aren't up to par, or even if they are a really bubbly person and they kind of tone themselves down, like kind of not doing what they usually do. That's another reason you can kind of see. But just, I feel like just be very aware of your surroundings and, you know, the people around you, because I feel like I can just feel when something's not right, and it could just be the spirit or something, but it's just like, you just be conscious and, you know, kind to the people who are around you.
I love that, because when we get that feeling that something's just off, something's not right, we can bring it to the Lord and say, God, like, are you wanting me to go over and talk to this person? Am I supposed to ask them how they're doing? Am I supposed to literally just give them a smile or a hug? Like, what am I supposed to do? And so, those signs, though, sometimes they're a little more subtle and harder to catch, but you will see the person who's maybe a little more insecure. Maybe they don't speak out as much. Maybe they're not as bubbly as they used to be, that kind of thing. And it's very unfortunate because it happens a lot. Like, a lot of people get bullied in a lot of different ways. Which brings me to our next question. How do you guys think we can help people who are being bullied? What can we do to just help them deal with it, help them resolve it, help them walk through it?
Well, one thing I've seen a lot of people do that is easy to do, but I would say let's try to avoid it, is when people tell, and I tend to do this because I get defensive, but like if someone tells you that they're being bullied and you're like, well, you should just, like, this is a terrible person, like, I hate them, like, yeah. let's just go beat them up, like, yeah. and that's, like, the emotion that, yeah. that comes to mind, but obviously that's not helpful.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was the question?
You are all good, don't even worry about it.
How can we help someone who's being bullied?
Not like that, yeah.
It's good to have, okay, it's good to know what not to do, honestly, very because true. I love that you addressed this, because that's what our immediate reaction is, it's that defensiveness, definitely. It's that protectiveness, that. And so it is actually a righteous anger to totally. Stand up for someone who's just dealing with injustice. It's actually a righteous anger.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
But what makes it unrighteous is what we when we choose mm-hmm. to go south with it, when we choose to
use it negatively.
Use it yeah, negatively, use totally. It unkindly. Mm-hmm. And that wraps back around to our scripture, which talks about loving our enemies mm-hmm. and doing good to those who mm-hmm. hate us. It's so counter human nature to do good to those who are unkind to us, because totally. We just want to be unkind back. Mm-hmm. So yeah, how do you guys, out of that place of like acknowledging that righteous anger, how do you guys think we deal with that? Because I love that you brought that up, because that's so real.
I would say I always go to prayer, right? Because yeah. if you can't be there with that person, to just really be praying for them, any chance you get, like that the Lord would just be with them.
Yeah.
And also just reminding them of what's true, of like, you know, this person may be telling you all these things, but that is not who you are. That's not what makes your value change. Like, your value doesn't change.
Yeah.
And because I think sometimes you just don't know where else they're getting that, right?
Yeah.
And I think continuing to do that, you know, if you know they're being bullied, like, don't just never address it again. Like, if you think about them, maybe text them, like, hey, I'm thinking about you, like, I just hope you're having a good day, or I'm praying for you. I think that goes a long way. Anytime someone's done that for me, I'm really appreciative of that. So yeah.
Oh, I think for me, you know what you said about, like, you know, defensive, mm-hmm. that is definitely me. I can't lie, that's been me. And I feel like it's kind of hard just to say to be nice and be kind.
For real.
Because, you know, it's not that easy. Like, you know, as I say, I've said this like 5,000 times, but I have a big family. So, like, when you grow up with a big family, I think people who, you know, I have seven, you know, full siblings and two half siblings.
Wow.
So I grew up with a whole bunch, you know, big family, and we kind of can be aggressive, because it's like, you know, that kind of thing. And I feel like that's sometimes my natural standpoint, to just to be like, oh, like, if someone's shooting you wrong, let me go to the house, you know? And I'm like, no, I can't be doing that. You know, I gotta be, you know, I feel like to a point, it can be good yeah. to have a backbone and stand up for yourself.
Totally.
But you have to do it in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
hey, let's not go to the house to beat them up. Let's go to the house to give them, you know, some Bible scriptures and stuff like that. You know, let's treat them with love and respect, you know, even though it can be hard. It can be hard. Just to be respectful, you know, it can be hard. But another thing for me, I think it's just sometimes we need someone to just be there. They don't have to say anything.
Oh,
they don't have to do
good.
Anything.
So good.
Because I'm a type of person who kind of like keeps to themselves. I'm very independent. I don't like really sharing a lot with a lot of people. And so sometimes I'm not gonna say, hey, I'm mad or upset about this. I'm just gonna be like almost upset. And if you're there just to, you know, just to be right there, sitting right next to me, right there, that can calm me. Cause
yeah.
I'm not very, like, I guess, talkative in the fact when I'm angry. So like, yeah. or like upset about something. I just need someone to be there. And that's my personal thing. So like, for the people who don't like talking about their feelings, I get you. Just someone being right there next to you is just all. That just makes me like so much better. Just like
that.
Even like almost distracting yourself by like playing games or things like that.
Think about something different.
Exactly. Yeah. Like one time I was talking to my dad, and you know I was upset about something, and he was like, you know, I'll just, you know, he's like, I don't want to talk about it. Just let me sit there. Let me just sit there, you know. We can just watch TV, or we can just play a game. And it was like, okay. Like, that right there can calm people down.
Yeah.
So just knowing people's, I guess, type of the way that that could be loved, or the way that could be comforted, is just know what that is and be that for that someone. Because sometimes, you know, someone can want to just be talk it out and, like, rant and, you know, vent, which I can do sometimes. But just know the type of love language that they need to, like, really fulfill them.
So good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just love that, because some of my best friends who've been there for me in those times when I'm just struggling or struggling with other people or struggling with life, they've been the friends that have just sat with me through it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, the people who were the most impactful were the ones who just checked up on me every once in a while, like every few days or something, and were like, hey, how are you doing today? Mm-hmm. What can I pray for? Is there anything I can do? They were just there. Their presence helped. So
mm-hmm.
I love that, being present for someone who's dealing with that. It's just the best. So now that we've covered signs that you're being bullied, signs that someone else is being bullied, and how we can help someone else who's being bullied, let's take it up a step. How do we confront a bully? How do you guys think that? I know that's a Ooh. Really big one. Yeah. I know.
How do we confront a bully? Yeah. You had a really good example in the last time, but I think to just approach it as a conversation. Obviously, we want to be safe. Sometimes it's not safe to just yes. go up to a person yeah. and be like, what's going on? Especially like cyberbullying. If you don't know yeah. them personally, obviously, be careful.
Yeah.
But to just be like, hey, what you're saying isn't right.
Yeah.
But I understand that it might be coming from a place of hurt. So like, is there something that you feel like you're not saying that you need to say? Like, what's going on to yeah. just approach it on a person-to-person yeah. level? It takes the power dynamic away.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, like, making the reaction that
Affected,
they think.
Yeah.
Because yeah, yeah. they're trying to, like, get a specific reaction out of you. So if you're taking, like, not reacting, but then approaching them and be like, hey, what's going on? I think that completely
yeah.
shifts the dynamic.
I love that. Guys, when it comes to bullying, cyberbullying or bullying in general, never keep that to yourself.
No.
You should not be silenced. You don't, it's not safe to stay silent, honestly. And you don't deserve it. You deserve so much better. So if you are struggling with bullying, even right now, cyberbullying or other, tell someone. Don't keep it inside. Don't just hope it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
You need to open up and bring it into the light.
Yeah, I'm always a big fan of telling an adult too.
Yes, a safe adult.
Yeah, sometimes like if it's your parent or just someone that you trust, like sometimes you just don't know how to handle it, or like going to a friend might not be. So I'm always a big fan of like, even if you like feel like, oh, well, maybe it's not to that level, it doesn't have to be. They're gonna have good advice either way. So I always think when in doubt, just tell an adult.
Yeah.
I think definitely it can be hard though.
For
like,
sure.
I feel like, you know, especially with parents, like you're like, oh, I don't wanna like disappoint them, or like, mm-hmm. you know, you don't wanna do certain things, and like, I don't wanna like, you know, like say something and I feel like I'm getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be hard, just find like just, but not at the end of the day, they're gonna love you either way.
Yeah,
they're gonna
totally.
Be there for you either way, you know. And it can be hard to tell someone who's older than you, and I feel like you might, sometimes you want to tell your friends and they can be just as almost immature or have the same mindset as
yes.
you.
Yes.
Like you might say, hey, this person was mean to me. Let's go to the house. No, 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 no. Let's not do that. Like, let's go tell an adult, or let's go tell someone, you know, that is mature and wise that
yes.
you can have a conversation with. And it can be hard, but just do it. Like,
yeah.
you know, it can be difficult, but just it's so almost uplifting and takes a burden off your shoulder to be able
to
tell someone. And, you know, just talk and, you know, confining them about it. So just, you know, if it's somewhere at your school, like an adult, a teacher, anything like that, just talk about it. And I know when it comes to physical bullying, it can be hard because, you know, you feel like that person has a power over you.
Mm.
And, you know, like, oh, like, you know, if I say something, they're going to go beat
yeah.
me up. Oh, they know where I live, you know.
Yeah.
But that threat, you know, that thing, it can be fixed when there's an adult. You can't
yeah,
just go get
exactly.
other kids your age who are the same size as you over a person who's 6'2". Like, that's not going to do anything. Like, find, like, it's better to tell an adult.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And stuff like that.
And, guys, when we say it out loud, when we tell someone else, that person who's treating us wrong, that bully, they actually lose power over us.
Totally.
Exactly.
We break their power by speaking it out. We speak
mm-hmm.
out what they're doing, how they're mistreating us. We actually break that hold they have over
mm-hmm.
us. Yeah, it's insane, but all right, guys, I'm gonna bring you a big question. This
okay.
one's a big one. You ready?
Sure.
Sure.
Do you guys think a bully can ever change?
I think that's definitely true. I mean, I think anybody can change. I think it it has to be, the Holy Spirit has to do it in you, right? I don't think people just randomly change. But I know, I even think back to things I did a few years ago, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I did that? Like, oh, that's so bad. But I mean, Jesus has paid for all that, so, you know, that's great. But yeah, I would say prayer is a really big thing. You know, it says in the Bible that, like, our verse for the day is to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So I think, like, God can change anyone, right? I mean, we think, like, the thief on the cross. We think Paul, who was killing Christians, and then he had this road to Damascus moment, and he was then a Christian. So I definitely think people can change, but by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I think so, too, but it's also a mindset.
Totally.
Like, you cannot, you know, you can't change someone who does not want to be changed.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't change someone who has in their mind that they don't want to.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of like, oh, they can't change. They can, but they have to fix the way they're thinking and their mindset and to be in the Holy Spirit, you know, and because it's not going to happen unless they have the mindset to change. And I feel like a way to change the mindset is to be kind, to be positive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're around that person, you know, and you're showing the kindness and, you know, just the goodness of the Lord to them, I feel like, you know, they slowly start to change. And I realize that, you know, when the people around me and, like, I'm around, if I show a positive energy, I see them starting to be more positive. And if I show, you know, this and that, because I had someone who didn't really like me because, you know, stuff. And... Like, I see her a lot, and I'd be like, you know, like, I'll do nice things. You need this? You want to borrow my makeup? You want to, you know, go do this? Do you need someone to help you? And, like, one time I saw them, because we were at church, and I saw them, you know, crying, stuff like that, and I was just right there. And I was like, and I think it almost became a thing where they're slowly, like, realizing, you know, because I think some people have a predisposition about people in their mind about maybe the way they look or the, you know, the way they dress or whatever it is. And I feel like we need to not judge a book by its cover, because you never ever ever know what someone's been through. I can't tell what you've been through or you've been through by just looking at you, because it's not how it works, you know. We're humans. We have the natural, you know, flesh and body and stuff like that. We cannot tell what someone's soul is, you know. So it's just like,
I love that. So here's the thing. I call it a big question, but the truth of the matter is they can change. And I want to address you. If you're someone who you may realize, hey, actually, wait, I'm the bully. We just want you to know that there's no condemnation for you at all. No. It's actually a very beautiful thing. If you come to that realization and you realize that you're actually the one who's doing the hurting to other people, it's actually a really beautiful thing that your eyes are open now. And guess what? Now that you know, you can change.
Exactly.
Did you know that God actually loves you and he wants to heal you? And whatever that hurt is, whatever that pain is, that deep root, he actually wants to heal that. He wants to dig that root out, and he wants to actually replant his love and kindness in your heart, because others are worth so much in their value. They don't deserve to be mistreated. And just like they don't deserve to be mistreated, you don't deserve to have to deal with that hurt all the time and hold and carry whatever that thing is that's making you want to act out on others. You actually have so much grace. God loves you. He wants to lavish his grace and love on you. And you can actually choose to walk away from that. You can actually choose to say, I want healing, and he'll give you healing. And he'll actually help you to walk away from your past, whatever that may be. He loves you. There's mercy. There's no thing you can do that will make him love you less. There's no thing you can do that will stop you from receiving forgiveness and from transformation. So if that's you, we just want you to know we love you. We're praying for you. You are worth just as much as everyone else is.
Totally.
Ladies, one more thing for the audience. What do we got to leave with them, Jill?
I would just say, I mean, it always goes back to the truth, right? Jesus died for every single one of us. Whether you're the bully, whether you're the person being bullied, you have value. And that matters, and that cannot change no matter what everyone else is giving you. So I would just say, rest in that and try to be an example of Jesus to those around you, whatever that looks like.
You are loved. You know, I feel like even to the bullies and people who, you know, who are being mean to others, that you are also, you know, God loves you. It, you know, sometimes we don't even know that we are the bully. Yeah. You know, we don't even, like, until we look back and, like, whoa. I was kind of mean to that person, or I kind of treated that person, you know, with disrespect. So just know that, like, at the end of the day, God forgives all of our sins, no matter how big, small it may feel to you, that He forgives you and He loves you. And to the people who are being bullied, you know, you are, you know, whatever you are being bullied on, no matter how big or small it is, that, like, every imperfection that you think you might have because of what people are saying about you, it's untrue. God loves the flaws and alls, and He loves every part of us. And just know that at the end of the day, God is there for you, and he loves you very, very much. I know it's hard to, like, think about it or even to, like, oh, yeah, but, you know, like you said, maybe it's not me. But He loves all of us, and He wants to be there for all
so
of us.
Good.
All He wants to do is just to be our Heavenly Father and just to talk to Him and be there with Him.
Yeah. Mm, I love that. Oh, friends, you're so loved. Whether you're the one being bullied or you're the one doing the bullying, you are worth so much. You are so much more valuable than you even know. And I just want to say basically the same thing these two have been saying, that you're so loved. And once you realize that, once you realize you're loved, nothing can actually take that from you. Mm-hmm. You may have some feelings sometimes. You may feel like you're not loved. You may feel like you're not worth it, but the truth of the matter is you have value, and that value is not contingent on your feelings. That value is actually intrinsic. It's something that can't be taken away from you, no matter how you feel, no matter what anyone says. That value is there. We love you. Thank you for joining us. Joe, would you pray us out today?
Yes, I would love to. Lord Jesus, you are so good to us. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that no matter what we've done, we can receive grace, and we have that intrinsic value that never changes. I just thank you for this sweet time together with these ladies. And I pray for every person watching this video that you would bless them with your presence, and that you would open their eyes to your sweet truth, and that we would go out growing the kingdom of God and showing people your glory. And I just thank you for everything. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
All right. Friends, we hope you enjoyed our episode on overcoming bullying. Just remember our verse, Luke 6:27. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. At the end of the day, you are so loved. You are so loved. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you are loved. All right, we have some free resources for you guys to build on what we've talked about today. Go to godvident.org or download our app, Moving Forward Ministries, to find our free resources. Click on Keys to Godvident. And yeah, thank you guys for joining us.